Do you have any specific questions?
The Monica
is 120.
I do, but I think I made a couple notes based on other things you had said today.
Okay, so your main probability of dysfunction is the gut, according to this.
I found interesting that I did have a question about that, but maybe because the Dutch results came back and said adrenal was a problem, but maybe I just didn't have the right thing.
Well, adrenals, there's not a lot of the testing done here, okay. Right? So the gut is the low BUN, the low protein. So it's mainly the indicators that I would see for low stomach acid.
Yeah, which is what Lisa said that came back from my stool test.
Okay, yeah. Some inflammation markers, it's at 50%. And so that was homocysteine, ESR, basophils. Okay, we'll look at those. Minerals, iron and ferritin. And then, you know, the B12 is like the winner today. Seems like everybody has a marker for B12.
Is that the one where you recommend? No, that was B6. What's the kind of B12 you recommend?
That depends on the genetics. So when we don't know the genetics, I opt for starting with like adenosyl or hydroxy and B methyl. Start with the larger amounts of the adenosyl and hydroxy and then gradually increase the methyl.
I think I have one of the COMPT SNPs.
One is fine. It's really the two that's problem.
Okay.
Yeah. One is when you have a heterozygous on COMT, that's actually considered more of the normal kind of like that's actually been considered the more desirable.
Okay.
Kind of interesting.
Start with the what kind?
Say it again.
What did you say about to do for the B12?
Oh, so you can get adenosyl or hydroxy.
Oh, okay.
Plus get methyl and get methyl in a liposomal form drops so that you can just gradually increase it. If you start to feel a little more like, you know, anxious or edgy and that kind of thing, then you back it off.
Okay.
Right. Generally, if you don't have a COMT that's red, most people don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
Okay. So it looks like folate, iron, and selenium. Selenium's, I would say, second runner up today. Okay. And then let's look. Do you have a bazillion here and there too?
Oh, what?
Yeah, you do have a bunch of them. Okay. Let's look at, I'm just going to scan down this one to see where we're.
And Dr. Reed, this was after the sweet spot. So I did the 30 days on the sweet spot. Prior to that, my fasting glucose was never below 99.
That's awesome.
And my A1C was like always 5.5 or a little bit higher.
This is great. And yeah. Your insulin is good. Your C-peptides, you know, this may or may not be a problem. It's on the lower side, but it can be perfectly fine. So because your glucose. So I don't see that being a problem. These are the markers that they're showing for low stomach acid, the blood abundant creatinine.
Okay.
All right. So the bitters, you've heard me say
it. I got the better bitters now.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. I'm just going to scan through just to see if there's anything that stands out because this is my little proteins low. So yeah, the better bitters is going to be that. Okay. Alkphos is in the decent range, good liver enzymes, bilirubin.
What did the AST, ALT being?
You know, here, the thing, this is new that they started reporting this. That ratio, when these are high, when these are off, or one is high and one is low, it could be an increased risk of blood sugar. When these are perfectly fine in the optimal range, I don't even look at that number.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't really mean much. Your iron is low.
Okay.
Your ferritin is low. So this is a classic iron deficiency anemia pattern. Low iron, low ferritin, makes it easier because it's easy to deal with. My favorite way to address something like this is with food and herbs. And there's an herb called yellow dock. And yellow dock has the added advantage is it helps to support stomach acid and the absorption of minerals in general. Plus it has good amounts of iron in it. You can get it as a tincture. You can get it as a powder and add to smoothies. You know, it doesn't taste great, but it doesn't taste terrible. But I've seen people go from low iron like this to normal iron in 6 to 8 weeks with yellow dock alone.
Okay. If I get a tincture, do I just do like one dropper full a day?
Whatever it says on there, like because different tinctures are going to be different. Yeah. So whatever it says is a normal dose, right? Yeah. Okay. If you were down in like 20 or 10 or something, then I'd have you double it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it related to the low stomach acid or why is this low?
Yes. So when the stomach acid is low, you have difficulty absorbing protein and minerals. Okay. Right. So if you're not getting enough iron in your diet or you're just not absorbing it well, but the beauty of the yellow dock is it helps both. It helps you to absorb better because it helps to improve your stomach acid.
Okay.
So it's a really nice one. And you take it for 6 weeks. You test this again, you know, do the iron markers again. And if it's coming up, but not quite there, you either stay where you're at for a little longer, you bump the level up a little bit. But like I said, I've seen it go up like dramatically within 6 weeks.
Great.
Now, if you wanted to get into taking iron, and there's various supplement forms, but I'd rather you do it from a food kind of thing first, right? And then we can look if it doesn't work, then we can look at some food-based ones. But this is classic iron deficiency anemia. Yay. It's what's the problem is when the iron is low and the ferritin is high or vice versa, then we have to really dig to see what's going on there.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. TSH is good. T3 total. We don't have any more on the thyroid panel, do we?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it looks like, so your T3 total is low. So I'm going to assume from here, your TSH is in a decent range. I'm going to assume that probably your T4 is normal and your T3 is low, which may mean a conversion problem from T4 to T3, which gut problems can cause it, liver problems can cause it. You don't have signs of liver issues. And then of course, selenium, good old selenium. So the Brazil nuts are taking selenium in the amount of 200-ish. But I would recommend that you get your thyroid full panel tested, including antibodies.
I was eating Brazil nuts 2 a day for a couple of months prior to this test.
Yeah, you might want to get some selenium.
Okay. I don't think I had the T4 done this time, but I have had T4 in the past.
I'll look at the previous ones. CRP is a little bit is very high, actually.
Yeah, and then I had it redone by a different lab because I had it on another slip to get the DEHA done. And so on 11/22, 3 weeks later, it came back 3.7.
And it was the C-reactive protein as opposed to the C-reactive protein highly sensitive?
I don't think either one were highly, neither one say HS.
Neither one says HS. You know, next time you get a test done, do CRP-HS.
That's what I asked for, but that's not what I got.
That's what you got, yeah. Because the range for CRP, I like to see it under one.
Okay.
Right, and this is 0 to 4.5, but 4.5, when I see 4.5, I'm like, that's not good. But that's more for the HS. So I would get it done again with it, because if it came back into the optimal range.
Yeah.
You know, I just, let me see if this one, if I click it, no, it's not letting me click. Some of these let me click and some of them don't. Oh, well. Homocysteine. Yeah, homocysteine is higher. So let's look at B12 and MC.
B12 had been low and then I got some B12 injections from my doctor and now this is where it sits.
Okay. But your homocysteine's high. So if your folate and your B12 are in good ranges, this could be vitamin B6.
Okay.
You know, generally what we do when we supplement, you know, we see a high homocysteine, like the average allopathic medical doctor will go, oh yeah, just B12, B6, folate. That's it. We'll give you all of it. But you know, your folate, this is usually a decent indication. Although when you test serum folate, it's not necessarily the folate. It's going to be everything, folic acid. So if you do have some synthetic folic acid, which you probably don't, you're aware enough not to take that, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not taking that.
Yeah. So, you know, this is probably reflective of the folate status. The B6, the B12, you know, and you took a B12 injection. Let's look at your MCV too. LH. You did a Dutch test? Or are you doing
it? Yep.
Yeah. Did it show low estrogens?
Well, it's a long story, Dr. Marie. Now it did show. I remember I went into menopause early at 41. Oh, right. And so I've been supplementing with bioidenticals, and now it shows high, and Lisa is concerned. I'm going to see my doctor at the end of this month to figure out what to do. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, your hemoglobin's low and hematocrit is decent, but hemoglobin's low, but I'm not surprised because your iron is low.
Okay.
And so your MCV is still high. So this is suggestive of, you know, I think maybe you need a little bit more B12.
Okay. And so that would be like a liquid form?
I like the liquid best because you can titrate it. Liquids and powders, you can completely control your dose. If you're taking capsules, it's hard to control a dose, right? You're stuck.
Or you have to open B12 things. B12, you like in a bulk powder?
B12, I usually like in liposomal. B6, the bulk powder. P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate.
Thank you.
All right. So RDW, yeah, that's because of the iron and the B12 probably. These are good. This suggests either a chronic kind of infection or autoimmune, or you were just getting over something, the monocytes being high.
Well, I wasn't getting over anything. I have lichen sclerosis, which is an autoimmune condition.
That's why. It's
high. Yeah.
Yeah. Basophils are usually high with parasites.
Yeah, so I've been actually trying to reduce my parasites, and when you look at the eosinophils, those have come down considerably.
They're normal
over 3, but they used to be over 3.
Okay, got it.
So maybe I'm not quite done with the parasites.
Maybe you're not quite done. You know, with parasites, it's like you do a parasite thing and then you stop and then you do it. A lot of times what people don't do when they do a parasite control, they don't kill off the eggs.
Yeah.
And the eggs are super important. Clove is a really good thing. And if you go into the gut repair program, we have a whole protocol laid out for that. And it includes keeping the cloves while you're killing off the parasites and then keeping on with killing off the eggs. Because if you just kill off the parasites and they've just laid a whole bunch of eggs, a month later, guess what?
Yeah. Well, I've been doing the full moon cleanses too, which is supposed to help try to get the eggs, but I'll check out the gut repair.
Yeah, check it out. Cloves tend to be one of your best bets for that.
Okay. And I do use cloves, but yeah, I'm making progress, but it's not done.
Yeah, yeah, you're definitely making progress. I mean, this isn't bad. I'm going to look back at your quick look at your here we go. What were we going to look at? Your protein. I'm looking at your patterns here. I wanted to look at your thyroid from previous ones. Yeah, iron's come down from May and ferritin's come down from last
year. I wonder, is that from my diet? Because honestly, on the sweet spot, you know, I really wasn't eating hardly any meat.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I did eat meat.
It could be that. And, you know, lots more leafy greens for the iron. The yellow dock is a great addition for it.
Okay.
So here we were going to look at TSH. That's pretty consistent. It was a little higher last time. T4 was 8.4. T3, you never got the T3 total before. So this is kind of a weird one.
Yeah.
Right. And your T3 was good last time you had it done back in whatever, a year ago. So, you know, I think it's just good to look at it because this is definitely low, which suggests to me a conversion issue. And we don't have a history of C-reactive protein or ESR.
Okay. And for the conversion issue, it was selenium since I had been eating the Brazil nuts.
Yeah, I would try the selenium. You may have some issues with fat fat absorption?
Yes, I do. That came up on the stool test.
On the stool test, yeah. So that's why, you know, the Brazil nuts are not going to do the trick as well as they should. Okay.
Okay.
All right.